We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I am Adams Drake, joined by Chris Owen. We are back. We're talking Game Week 6 in the Premier League as we watch the Leicester City-Manchester United game. If you have been watching us, we bet on that match, and Chris is hoping for a Leicester City goal here, so he has a chance for double chance. But Chris, how's it going? Thursday afternoon. Everything's coming fast and heavy here, and we got the transfer deadline that ends in like 2 hours, so a lot of stuff is going on right now.
Doing well, Adam. Good to see you again. We last chatted earlier this week. Been quite a few matches, some interesting results, but you know what we're going to do. We're going to get on the horn here and talk about some Premier League. We've got Manchester United, Leicester City going on in the background here. Leicester looked pretty poor to start the first half, but in the whole first half. You know, frankly, they've come out a little bit better in the second half. But I got my Jamie Vardy Leicester City kit on right now, just kind of trying to speak it into fruition here. But yeah, I think United's probably going to come away with this one. But wouldn't mind a Leicester City goal here, a couple goals. Anyways, what's going on with you this week?
Yeah, so I put on Ajax here just because Antony signed for Manchester United, so I put that on just for the just for the kicks. But I wore the Manchester United kit one or two weeks ago. I can't even think right now. I got like minimal COVID going on. I'm trying to work it out, but let's get into this. We have an extremely busy Saturday. If you're looking on the screen, this is our sports betting page, rotowire.com, soccer, hit sports betting, and there's 8 matches on Saturday. That's just what happens. We have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday matches, and now we have 8 matches on Saturday, and then we have a ton of, some derbies. We're going to be talking about some derbies, in fact. And then we're going to be giving bets for Manchester United Arsenal, even though they're playing right now. That's how, I don't know what the word I want to use for that is. Maybe that's how stupid we are. something like that.
Speak for yourself.
All right. So this first match, the derby, Everton home against Liverpool. This has gone a lot of places, but they're -255 to win. Everton +700, and then the draw currently is +400. And as usual with Liverpool matches, over 2.5 goals is -170. Over 3.5, +145. Under 2.5 goals is +135. So the implied goal total there is sitting just above 3. Liverpool is your squad, so are you going with them to win this one?
And I wouldn't say I'm super confident, but like Everton have just been kind of grinding out draws the last couple games. I feel okay about it. This is at Anfield, correct?
No.
It's at the Mirror. No. Okay, it's at Goodison. Yeah. Either way, yeah, I mean, these matches are always pretty testy, and I was watching that Everton-Leeds match earlier this week, and just watching Anthony Gordon, who's actually, like, a really fun player to watch, but he is just, like, will wind anybody up. He'll get in people's faces. He's he's fun to watch when he scores, but I think specifically he's just like a one of those guys who can kind of be like a flashpoint type of player. I would love if DraftKings had yellow card bets here. I couldn't find it today, but I would love to take an Anthony Gordon yellow card bet out somewhere. But yeah, I think my bet here is Liverpool to win, and I think was it over under 3.5, which
under
I think
is 3.5.
So I mean, you take Liverpool money line and under 3.5 goals, which when you look in the past, I mean, it's been their last season they won Liverpool won 2-0 and 4-1, but the season before it was 2-0, 2-2, and like even you know going back to like the past probably 5 or 6 years, a lot of these games are like 1-0, 2-0, you know, those types of matches, 2-1. So I think, you know, Liverpool away here, they definitely need another result. They haven't been convincing aside from that 9-0 Bournemouth win. They weren't convincing against Newcastle. And I think they can win this one, but I just don't, you know, under 3.5 goals seems like a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, unless Everton allow 5 goals, but
I don't think they will. I mean, you look at what they've done in the past couple matches here, 1-1 against Leeds, 1-1 against Brentford, and 1-1 against Nottingham. So they haven't even gone over 3 goals in a match yet this season. So that part of it feels pretty safe, but we just need Liverpool to come out and get all 3 points here.
Yeah, I agree. I have a different bet in my article. And so I'm taking a different route, but I did just pull up Anthony Gordon's stats. He has a yellow card in 3 straight matches.
Yeah.
He's averaging 2 fouls a match, so that's 10 fouls committed in 5 matches. So I'm sure he might even be favored for a yellow card. I don't know. He could be like one plus maybe 140, 150 or
that's
something.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like an easy bet to take about a yellow card bet.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just going with – I just think both teams are going to score. Everton are putting up fights, and like Anthony Gordon's getting goals. There's a chance Neil Maupai is in there for Everton. He actually gives Everton a true striker that can actually score, not like Solomon Rondon. And Calvert-Lewin hasn't played yet this season because of injury. So I think there's a decent chance he starts. He wasn't even registered. There's a whole ordeal with Maupay being registered for the game early in the week because Monday of this week was a holiday in England, and they signed him on Friday, so they couldn't register him. But anyways, he's had a full week of training with Everton now, so I think he's going to start, and I think that's a definite boost for him. So that gives him another piece up front. But there's a chance Joel Matip starts, but I'm not going to put too much into that. Jordan Henderson probably won't be available with a hamstring injury. So there's another injury to Liverpool's midfield. So you got the injuries building up. You got possible rotation for Liverpool because Champions League is coming up. So I just think that both teams, this isn't going to be a scoreless draw. Let's get that right. Like Liverpool don't play in scoreless draws. So I think there's a chance it's like, similar to what happened in Newcastle match, like maybe Everton get an early one and then Liverpool fight back, get one kind of thing. But I think both teams are scoring, and minus 120, not too bad of odds. So,
yeah, definitely. I mean, it could have easily been 2 goals for Newcastle the other day. I mean, Isak was in twice. He had the one called off for offsides. That was like, you know, this close. So I don't disagree with you here. I do think that in regards to Neil Maupay, like, I feel like that's the kind of striker that Liverpool tend to dominate. It's like the pacey players who get in behind where they can play balls, like through, like splitting the two center backs is what really gives them a lot of trouble. So I'm obviously not met Frank Lampard here, but I think those are the type of players that really give the backline trouble. But yeah, I definitely don't disagree that like both teams might actually score here, but I do think Liverpool comes away with it.
So, I mean, if you don't agree with that, you're going Liverpool 3-0. Is that what the route is? 3-0, 2-0?
Just the way that Everton have 3 straight 1-1 draws, like they're playing teams in pretty tough. So mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going them Liverpool on a route here, you know, maybe 2-0, 1-0, something pretty close. But it'll be interesting too, because Liverpool's getting Darwin Nunez back from suspension. It's crazy. I feel like that happened like a week ago, and here we are. It's been 3 matches, and he'll be back likely in the starting 11. I mean, Bobby Firmino's been really good, but I still think, you know, if they can get Darwin Nunez in there, he's just kind of like a wrecking ball, and that he should start like could really give James Tarkowski and Connor Cody some trouble. I mean, as long as he stays out of the book, but
we'll see. Like we got a jokester that's watching saying Everton 5-0. So
started watching the Premier League last week, maybe. So that's okay.
Wow. All right. So the next match we have Brentford at home. They're +115 to beat Leeds. Leeds are +240, and the draw is +250. Over 2.5 goals is -140. Under 2.5 goals, +110. And I think both of these teams just had late, maybe not the Leeds Everton match ended in a 1-1 draw. Maybe that one wasn't late, but I know the Brentford one, they got one late at Crystal Palace. So two teams coming off 1-1 results. And Brentford at home. Do you think Brentford are going to take this one? +115?
In my bet, I'm not taking Brentford, but they are much better at home than they are away, I think. Leeds are playing everybody tough. What are they, like, fifth in the league currently? So they're you know, they obviously just drew Everton 1-1, but they've got a win over Chelsea. They've got a couple other pretty key results here this season, and I think they can definitely go in there. I am a little concerned. I didn't see what happened. I mean, I saw the injury to Rodrigo yesterday, but I didn't see what the extent of it is. So it sounds like he's probably out this week. Luis Sinisterra, I'm probably, you know, butchering that, but he'll likely come into the starting 11. And Patrick Bamford did come off the bench and maybe ready for some more minutes here this week. So that's a big boost to their attack. I think that I just like the way Leeds are playing. They're like pretty much pressing the heck out of everyone. And Brentford are, you know, they definitely have let up a few goals this season. So I what I'm going to do here with my bet is I think I took – it's actually a parlay for a bet. So this is, you know, we're getting a little bit zany here on our second podcast of the week. But I took Leeds or tie or Leeds, which is basically double chance, essentially a double chance, and over 1.5 goals at -120. So you're combining two different bets here. But I like the -120 odds. You know, you get a win or a draw out of Leeds. And then, you know, likely if they win or draw, it's going to be probably, you know, 2-0, 2-1, whatever. So you're just getting that over 1.5, and you get okay odds here.
This is an incredible bet. Leeds double chance and over 1.5 goals. This is straight from DraftKings. They're just supplying us with all these parlays that take away value. If you actually put those two bets together, I think I did it. It came out at +108. So, you know, they're taking a few bucks away from you there. But
yeah, you got to go elsewhere to find that, though, than DraftKings. I couldn't do it on my end.
Yeah, that's how they get you. You can't do the parlays like that.
Exactly.
But, yeah, in terms of Leeds, there's a chance Patrick Bamford starts. There's a chance Daniel James plays forward. There's a chance Joe Gelhardt starts again up front for him. Sinisterra, he came in on the wing for Daniel James last match. But the other thing is Pontus Janssen could be back for Brentford. He's a better center back than Zanka. But I think you're going over 1.5 goals. You mentioned how Leeds are going to press. This match is going to be up and down. It's going to be almost the opposite of how these teams played midweek. Like Brentford, Crystal Palace are just kind of a – I don't know, grind it out kind of a game. Leeds Everton. Everton kind of wanted to slow that one down, which for the most part they did. Almost got the win. But, okay, maybe they didn't slow it down.
It was pretty back and forth.
Maybe they didn't slow it down that much. But but I think there's just going to be goals in this one. You're not getting a ton of value here. Over 2.5 goals, -130. It's probably one of my worst value plays here in this. But I just like it. I think there's going to be goals. Brentford at home. I know they had the 1-1 result against Everton as well at home? I think Everton's playing all these teams 1-1, so I'm just getting a mixed
up. Yeah, it was 1-1 at home. Everton. Okay. So Everton tied Leeds 1-1 midweek, and then at the weekend they tied Brentford 1-1. So both.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because Zanka got blown past by Anthony Gordon. Now I'm remembering.
Gordon has some wheels, man. That guy's got some speed to him.
Yeah. So I figure this one to be pretty up and down. Brentford, both teams allow mistakes on the back line. They have mistakes on the back line. Similar to Leicester, they had a massive mistake against Manchester United today, allowing that first goal. It was pretty bad. if you've seen the goal, but over 2.5 goals, I think it's pretty safe. I think I'm not going with the side. Leeds could pull this win out, but I'd probably lean on the Brentford side if I had to pick a side, but I'll stick with the total here.
Okay, so you're inherently on my side here because you need the over 1.5 to get to 2.5, but
somewhat.
Yeah. I will say that Everton-Leeds match, man, Jack Harrison took, I don't know, I think Leeds had 10 corners, and like 4 of those corners made it past the first man. It was like the service was just abysmal. So I'm looking for maybe Brendan Aaronson to take a couple of those set pieces to get it like into the box, actually. It was wild.
Isn't he on left-sided and then Harrison's on right-sided? Or maybe it's flipped?
Could be. I'm not sure. All I know is like the service, they kept like – they got 10 corners alone, and they got like none of them into the box. It was, you know, they bring the center backs up, you know. Pascal Strike's coming up. They got all their pieces up there to, like, you know, get in the mix, and none of those balls made it, and it was crazy.
Yeah. I'm looking at the box score of his last match, and Everton didn't even use a sub.
Frank Lampard was like, no, we're doing it. I like what we got going for the full 90.
I mean, it's going to change. It's going to change with Mbappe, and they added back Idrissa Gueye. But, I mean, it's just funny that just like midweek match, no subs, even though you can use 5 of them.
It's going to be like Stevie Gerrard gets sacked at Aston Villa like in the next like 3 weeks, maybe, depending on what happens this weekend, especially against Manchester City. If they get blown out, he might get sacked. But then like Everton, I mean, they're kind of grinding out wins, but if they can't – or grinding out draws here, but if they can't get a win, you know, it might be Lampard, Stevie G, just sacked within like a month. It's like – might be kind of interesting.
Maybe. We'll see. You might be going over the top here. I don't know. They're adding all these guys.
I'm just saying, neither are at a particularly good place.
I don't think Everton have been terrible.
No. I mean, I'd say they, for their expectations and their team, they've been better than Aston Villa.
Oh, yeah. Aston Villa have been a bit of a mess, but then they struggled and then they hit the rough patch. But
and they got to go to Manchester City this weekend, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this next match we're talking about, we only had 2 options on Sunday. It was Brighton home against Leicester City, Manchester United home against Arsenal. And we didn't have an option where we could talk about a team that wasn't playing. And this was basically one of the only times that worked for us to do the show. So here we are. And we're talking Manchester United, who, let's have a look here. Looks like Leicester are still pushing. Manchester United 1-0 in the 72nd minute. I don't know if you've been watching much, but it seems like in the second half, I'm just looking off the game logs that Leicester actually playing better and pushing a little bit more here. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely improved a little bit. I mean,
not that you're watching.
It's definitely on in the background.
Yeah, like they brought in, Manchester United brought in, they just brought in Ronaldo, but Casemiro is getting his first minutes, I believe. I don't think he came off the bench last match, but he came on for Elanga. So you know they're definitely going a little more defensive, trying basically to hold on to this clean sheet here. So as we are watching that match, we're going to talk about Manchester United Arsenal. So here we go. Manchester United home plus – all right, well, this line movement. Arsenal are slightly favored. I'm just – there's so much red. There's all these – numbers that are close together. All right, I got this.
Yeah. Hang in there.
Manchester United plus 170, Arsenal plus 165, and the draw is plus 255. I think that I don't know if these odds change live. Yeah, the last one we're getting here. I think there's a chance this actually swaps to Manchester United become a favorite. I think that's a possibility.
Before that game started, they were definitely not favored.
Favored, but it's just getting closer.
Yeah, interesting.
But over 2.5 goals, minus 140, under 2.5 goals, plus 115. So I say that because Manchester United could be on their way to 3 straight wins, and you look at Arsenal, there's a chance Aaron Ramsdale isn't ready. He felt something in his leg the other day. Still don't know about that. Don't think Odegaard is going to be ready to start. We already have Thomas Partey out, Elneny's out, Zinchenko's out, Tierney's been starting. So we have a bit of injuries for Arsenal. We don't know. There's a chance Ramsdale doesn't start, which changes their goalkeepers completely because, you know, they don't have Leno anymore. And then you change the front four. If Odegaard doesn't start, he's started the season really well, and maybe you move someone like Smith Rowe up there. So that's kind of the reasoning why I think Manchester United could move to a favorite, depending on what happens with injuries. But what's your first read on this game, just based off, no matter what, the odds are going to be pretty even here?
Yeah, I mean, first read is let's look at the home team, who's playing at home. We always kind of try to do that because I feel like so many times, I don't feel like I know that so often in the Premier League, the home team typically pulls it out or gets a result. It's really hard to win away unless you're one of the top sides. So, I mean, Arsenal right now are the top side. It's been really impressive to watch their kind of, I guess, evolution over the last, I mean, going back to the beginning of last season when we thought Mikel Arteta might get sacked, to them, you know, almost getting in the Champions League. And now, like, they're 3-0 or 5-0 here through their first part of the season. And I, you know, despite all that, I still think United have also now looked really impressive, you know, despite the first two games of the season when they were kind of the laughing stock. But, you know, it's still Old Trafford, it's still Manchester United versus Arsenal. And I think that I like Manchester United here on the money line. It's going to be, if Aaron Ramsdale's out, I mean, a little bit bigger question mark because he's been really quality for them. But I think United, they've added players like get Casemiro in there, and, you know, he's definitely a huge upgrade over whether it's Fred or Scott McTominay. He's a huge upgrade. And, you know, Jadon Sancho starting to score goals. They got a lot of pieces up top. And I doubt Antony comes in and starts, but he could definitely add another layer of complexity in their attack for whether it's the second half or, you know, in the next match. But I'd like Manchester United money line here. And I think I got them at, when I looked, it was like plus 160 plus. Yeah.
I'm kind of second guessing my bet here. Just as we're watching this play out here, it seems like Manchester United are just taking more of a defensive approach. Like they went at it in the first half. They had a few pretty good chances, and, you know, their goal came off a defensive mistake, really, from Leicester. But, like, they got the goal in the second half. Maybe they're just trying to be more defensive, because right now they have both McTominay and Casemiro in the squad. It's like, okay, Ten Hag's just like, okay, let's just get this win, kind of similar to what they did against Southampton. I mean, held Liverpool to one goal. So, I mean, I'll stick with this bet. If we remember correctly, a few days ago, I had the ordeal of the over and under in this Manchester United-Leicester City match, which I'm not going to say anything right now. But
is that going to hit, or what? Was it under? I think it was over you took, right?
Oh, it was definitely under, but okay. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not saying anything.
Adam puts his bet up on the screen and he's like, oh, really? Okay. I guess I got to go with this one, but we'll see what happens. Got 13 minutes to hit here.
I gave a good reasoning for that one.
You did, definitely.
Now I'm going in the opposite, but I still think, like, this Arsenal attack is really rolling, and the loss of Odegaard hurts. It definitely hurts. We'll see. Gosh. Ah, man. Both teams to score no draw is a really tough bet to hit because you need at least three goals, and that's kind of the issue here. Over 2.5 goals is minus 140. All right, so let's just do it. It's going to be a 2-1, 3-1 kind of result. The original reason I considered this bet was because of the Arsenal injuries, and we got the short week. So I think that's going to hurt them a bit in the midfield. They've had some easier matchups to where it wasn't that big of a factor. I mean, they almost lost against Aston Villa. They almost lost against Fulham recently. I think that, you know, Casemiro in the midfield, that, you know, that's a boost for Manchester United. And I think Manchester United will maybe control. I mean, they're at home. This is a standalone match on Sunday. But the way that Ten Hag is playing has me a bit worried on this match. But I'll ride with it. Plus 130, both teams to score, no draw.
Nice. I think it's just tactics, though. I mean, like, they're up 1-0. They're playing away. They're not going to go out and, like, you know, keep sending people on, like,
well, there's runs, some teams, you know, that so don't do that, though. That's what
like Leicester City, they get up and then immediately concede two goals like last 30 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you have, I don't know, like how many teams like 1-0, like this is like a Tottenham route. It's like Tottenham 1-0. Like this wasn't a thing that Manchester United was doing, I don't know, the last few years. Because it was like they either allowed a goal early or maybe they scored multiple goals, then they allowed one and kind of a thing. It just seems like they're playing maybe a little safer here. And I mean, from what I saw in the first half, obviously not watching the second half, they were possessing the ball pretty well. I don't know what it's been like in the second half. So,
yeah, same. Yeah, I mean, looking back here, Manchester United's definitely – I mean, I guess – sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing. I mean, Arsenal won 3-1 last year, and United won the first matchup 3-2. Otherwise, it's kind of an Arsenal or a draw. So, that's just – frankly been United over the past like 3 years, been just kind of waffling. But it's like these are like the two project FCs, you know, Arsenal a little bit further along in their evolution, I guess, and Manchester United are just going at it a different way, like let's throw a boatload of cash at it and see if it moves. But
well, I mean that's always their method.
Yeah exactly. And I mean whatever, good for them, but I think it's just interesting to see them, and marquee matchup here. Will be fun to watch.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we got the team parlay, and I figured out what was wrong, but there's nothing really I can do to fix it. So my record in the team parlay is 1-4. And so if you follow my article, if you follow the show, I don't give any of the same bets out. So I usually write my article first. So my parlay is basically, it comes after the three matches, and it comes after my article. So it's basically like my 9th or 10th bet for the week, and there's nothing I can do to prevent that. Do you have any suggestions here on how, or should I just pick better parlay options? What do you think?
Yeah, I think last week I think my parlay hit, if I'm correct. Yeah, I had, but I think, you know, we went up to like +321 there, so maybe we like pack it in a little bit and just like get, would it find a closer one to get to that +200 bet? I'm not really,
that's
sure.
Not what we did this week.
Yeah, I don't know, all I know is I picked a little, yeah, not an interesting bet, but yeah, I don't know how to help you there. I mean, your bets are otherwise hitting, your 9-5, and you know, the parlays are the ones where you're like, all right, I throw a little less cash potentially and try to make this work. So yeah, that's, I've got no way to help you. I'm sorry.
Thanks. I think I had the right idea because I picked no on both teams to score in West Ham and Tottenham. That match was Wednesday. And I had the right idea. I just should have went under 2.5 goals because it finished 1-1. Yeah. You know, there's an own goal, and then West Ham got one late, and it just didn't happen. I had the right read on it. I knew how West Ham was going to want to play that game, but actually speaking of, we haven't even mentioned, we had a big back and forth of Bournemouth and Wolves last week. Like, what happened with your Wolverhampton team?
I took the over. I took the over, and it didn't hit, obviously. But
yeah,
I'm backing Wolverhampton. I was more or less saying that Bournemouth sucked, but they got a result. I mean, also not calculated into that was the fact that they sacked Scott Parker after 4 games. You get the new manager bump. You're like, all right, I'm playing for my starting spot. Who's going to come in? What do they think of me? That's a big boost to these players. And you know, I didn't foresee that coming. I'm not making excuses, but yeah, it was 0-0, and I was going to go over because Bournemouth had conceded so many dang goals. But you know, Wolverhampton, to their credit, a team who doesn't score a lot of goals, doesn't concede a lot of goals, and Bournemouth, you know, new manager boost, got a result, so good for them.
Yeah, so congrats to anyone who followed my picks, because I had under 2.5 goals in this show, and then knowing both teams to score in my article, I really liked that matchup. I pretty much hit spot on how Bournemouth were going to play, and you know, they didn't look very good, but it was a scoreless draw. So, yeah. Team parlay, you can see on the screen here, we got this cheat sheet of all 10 matches, all 20 teams here. And I just put that up, rotowire.com/soccer trial. You get a free 10-day trial. But these are our cheat sheets, mostly used for DFS purposes. But you can get, for this, you can get the entire Premier League weekend up for you. And that just leads me to, I guess I brought up Bournemouth because they're in my next bet here. So I got, my pick is no on both Nottingham. No on both teams to score between Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth. That's plus 100. It seems like pretty good odds. Now that I say that, it seems like it's kind of a trick here. It has the lowest implied total of anyone at 2.62 for this weekend. Usually when that happens, no on both teams to score is like minus 140. So something does not seem correct. Am I getting played on this one?
I don't know. You're a big Bournemouth guy, so maybe you're just, you know, going with your heart over your head here. I'm not sure.
I think Nottingham Forest are gonna win. I have another bet on this in my article. Check that out once it comes out. But I think Bournemouth are gonna kind of take the same approach. They're gonna hope that they don't allow a goal. But I think I didn't see enough from them in the attack, is what I'll say, and I haven't seen enough from Forest in their attack. And
they're trying out Dominic Solanke, you know, like he's not a Premier League striker.
You said Kiefer Moore was a championship striker in that show.
I don't love now their attack, and neither did Scott Parker after the match. Scott Parker, he's their manager. He knows their players well. He's like, yeah, we haven't got enough investment. You know, it didn't help that he lost 9-0, but it didn't help that he got out there after the match and was like, yeah, basically the players that I have at my disposal are not very good. So, I mean, they're both not very good.
They added – who did they add? Forrest added Willy Boley, which, there you go. Good luck.
Yeah.
Let me look at the depth chart real quick. I don't know.
Oh, well, Adam's
Jack,
looking.
They added Jack Stevens, a center back. So I think they're good now. They're good to go. Backup Southampton center back. Bournemouth are ready. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, fair bet here. Bournemouth can't score. So I feel this one in my bones. But other than that, you know, aside from your bet, I'm adding to this parlay. We got some just below 300 odds, which makes it interesting, but I'm taking Man City this week. They're going to Aston Villa, I believe. And Aston Villa are, you know, they lost 2-1 to Arsenal, lost to West Ham, if I'm correct. They have not been good.
Aston Villa played Arsenal.
Yeah, last week. And then prior to that, they played West Ham.
Yes. Was that 1-0, something like that?
Yeah, it was 1-0. Okay. It was 1-0 West Ham. And then prior to that, like, they just – I think they beat Crystal Palace and law and beat – or anyways, not playing great. Stevie G, got to get the boys going. Doesn't have them going at all. Man City, on the other hand, 6-0. They've scored 4-2. You know, it was 3-3 against Newcastle, and they beat Bournemouth 4-0. They've been, aside from that Newcastle match, they beat every single team by at least 2 goals and, you know, quite frankly, just gave it to Nottingham earlier this week. So we can get those Manchester City at over – or Manchester City -1.5. So they win by 2 goals as hits, and we're getting minus 105. You combine the two, you get +290 odds.
Okay. Are you worried at all about rotation?
No, I mean, Manchester City are like the deepest team in Europe. Like, they chuck – if Haaland doesn't for some reason play, after he just scored a hat, or if he doesn't start, he'll come on if he doesn't start. But they have Julian Alvarez, who just scored two goals.
Nottingham Forest is deeper than Manchester City.
That's all right, fact. Deepest. Roster maybe volume from a
Manchester City are so deep,
but not a quality standpoint.
That they had to add Manuel Akanji as a backup center back. That's how deep they are.
I mean, pretty good ad, right? But
yeah, he's all right.
I wish I could add a 17 million pound center back like that to like as my fifth center back, but not everybody can do that. But I still just think Manchester City are going to dominate Villa here. And especially Douglas Luiz maybe off to Arsenal. We'll see. But I like these odds. And I actually took a Manchester City match, I took Newcastle -1 or +1.5.
You went the opposite route.
Yeah, I went the opposite route here. So I still think I like what I'm seeing out of Man City at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to not bet on Man City with how they're playing. I considered Aston Villa. I don't know. I was thinking like a +2, but even those odds aren't that good. So, I think they're going to put up a fight. Like, you know, they put up a fight at Arsenal. They still have the players. It's just not working for them right now. I think they're going to eventually figure it out. It's just not working in their attack, really, is kind of what it comes down to. Maybe that'll change against, you know, John Stones and company. But Villa at home. But as I said, it's hard to bet against Man City. I mentioned this about Manchester United earlier, but now they have McTominay, Eriksen, Casemiro, and Fred on the field right now with Bruno Fernandes. Like, it's a complete like 5-5-0 formation from Ten Hag here. So do you agree with me now that he prefers, like, what other manager is just going to be pulling out, like, five defensive midfielders here with?
I mean, this is your bet, right? You know,
my bet's going to hit, so.
I don't know, like, the in-game tactics, they got to get a result here. They're away in the Premier League. If you got to bring on two or three Premier or holy midfielders to do it, that's what you do. I don't think that's their style of play per se. But
are you feeling okay with Leicester double chance? Are you okay right now?
No, there's 4 minutes left. I don't think that it's going to hit.
I'm just looking at your record, and I'm just wondering how you're feeling right now.
I mean, to be specific, I don't feel great about this bet hitting. There's 4 minutes left, and they're down a goal, so we need some like James Madison heroics, I think.
Yeah, he's still out.
I'd be feeling better if this game was tied or even, you know. But that's okay.
It's all right.
That's why we're out. That's why we're out here. We're just chatting a little bit. We're going through the matches.
It's all right. You got a busy weekend ahead. So, but yeah, that's all we got. I'll read off our parlay one more time. I got no on both teams to score between Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth, and Chris has Manchester City -1.5 at Aston Villa. It comes out to +290 on the parlay. So there you go. Our team parlay is going to be 2-4. And I think if this hits, we're going to be in the positive money. So there you go. Chris, we got to get out of here. You can find Chris at CHRON8 on Twitter. I'm at Roto's Adroik. And yeah, I mean, we'll be back next week. We got Champions League next week. We will not have a betting show on that. We need a break. We need a break from all of these matches, talking about all these matches, giving all these bets, giving you guys winners. I'm sorry, but if you want winners, just message us on Twitter. We'll give you winners. Okay, that's fine. Not message us. Just add us. Okay, we'll figure it out. Chris, thanks for joining me, and to everyone, good luck on your bets.
Thanks, Adam.